upon her death in 1922, Nellie Bly was eulogized as the best reporter in America by the New York Evening Journal. Bly had been a star reporter for the journal, as well as for its rival, the New York World. She pioneered the techniques of stunt journalism and was the first woman to report from the Eastern Front during World War I. A biography of Bly by former reporter Brooke Kroger has just been published, and critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Whether or not you know about Nellie Bly mostly depends upon whether or not, like me, you grew up reading inspirational biographies targeted at young girls. Over the past half century, Nellie Bly's incredible life has generated lots of these juvenile biographies. And that's it. No adult biographies, no feminist doctoral dissertations, no movies of the week. The thing that's kept Bly from being a superb subject for biographers is that she neglected to leave a personal paper trail. Only 7 of her letters have been preserved. To reconstruct Bly's life, Brooke Kroger relied on the thousands of first-person newspaper stories and interviews Bly wrote. Her book, Nellie Bly, Daredevil, Reporter, Feminist, is a triumph of investigative reporting. It not only fleshes out Bly's reckless personality and thrilling career, but it also offers readers a colorful history of the development of modern journalism. Bly's life is a Horatio Alger story with corsets. She was born in 1864 in rural Pennsylvania into a family of 13 children. When Bly, then known as Pink Cochran, was only 6, her father died, leaving the family, as the Victorians would say, in distressed circumstances. After some sketchy education, the teenaged Pink, along with her mother, moved to Pittsburgh, where she landed a job writing fashion and society stories for the Pittsburgh Dispatch. Pink's editors soon rechristened her Nellie Bly after a popular Stephen Foster song. As she gained confidence, Bly fought in vain against writing fluff. Then, one day, the exasperated Bly didn't report to work and instead sent her editors this stirring note. "I am off for New York. Look out for me, Bly." Sly Bly eventually wangled her way into the office of the editor-in-chief of the New York World, then the most successful paper in the country. In short order, she was given one of her most famous assignments. Feigning insanity, Bly had herself committed to the Women's Lunatic Asylum on Blackwell's Island. After a 10-day stint, she published an exposé detailing the horrific treatment patients endured. Other stunt pieces followed, and then in 1889 came Bly's most celebrated feat. As part of a contest sponsored by The World, Bly managed to circumnavigate the globe faster than Jules Verne's fictional traveler, Phineas Fogg. Bly made it in 72 days, and her adoring public clamored to buy Nellie Bly board games and travel accessories. Along with Bly's triumphs, Kroger also discusses her many personal and professional disappointments. There was her rocky marriage to industrialist Robert Livingston Seaman in 1895. Bly was 30, Seaman was just turning 70. After Seaman's death, Bly was swindled out of millions by his unscrupulous employees. But Bly was unsinkable. Towards the end of her career, she shared her formula for success with readers of the New York Evening Journal. "If one would become great," she wrote, "two things are absolutely necessary. The first is to know yourself. The second is not to let the world know you." Nellie Bly will always remain something of an elusive, even mythic figure. But thanks to Kroger's exciting new biography, the world finally has a chance, if not to know Bly, then certainly to know of her.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Nellie Bly, Daredevil, Reporter, Feminist by Brooke Kroger.